It's showtime.
Okay, Tokyo, South America, Australia, France, Germany, UK, Africa.
Here we go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. And here we go, off and running on this 15th day of March, 2022. Beware the Ides of March, for the Ides of March have come, but not yet gone. I'm Robin. This is The Horn. HeadOn.live is where you'll find us on the interweb tubes. And that, of course, is where you go if you'd like to be part of the merry, wacky, zany, real-time, multimedia, madcap extravaganza that is The Horn chat room in the 3 hours in which this program is live, Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yeah, uh-huh. Because we're there now. 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. All time zones in between and the great globe round. If you pop into the chat room right this here very minute, well, you will be greeted by early arrivers Anatole and Squeaky, excuse me, and I am your moderator for the moment. I guess I should kind of make a program announcement or just an advisory or whatever. Your humble hostess feels like hot garbage right now. Started yesterday. Again, sorry about missing the program yesterday, but it was really good to be able to speak to the, virtually, of course, to the West Virginia Democratic Women's Caucus and talk about my vision for making West Virginia better via my campaign for the seat in District 51. Gosh, wouldn't it have been nice if instead of calling them districts, they would have called them areas? Think about it. Yeah. The representative for Area 51 in West Virginia? Come on. That's almost as good as District 12. May the odds be ever in your favor. But, no, Annette started feeling terrible late last week. And then I started feeling, Ferg and I both started feeling terrible yesterday and kept on feeling terrible today. So I'm going to get as far through the program as I possibly can. But the minute the program's over and the program's uploaded, my skinny little butt's going back to bed because that's pretty much where I've been all day. It's very upper respiratory. I don't think it's the you know what, but we do have some test kits handy. If I feel like it really is warranted right now, I'm just sort of staying it because I got so much coming up this weekend. We've got the Meet the Candidate fundraiser. I've got a thing to attend that I really am looking forward to for Beckley Pride. I don't need this, but yeah, no fever. Just upper respiratory crud. I feel like somebody turned me upside down and poured wet cement in my sinus. It's gross. And my voice is a mess. and that's kind of where I am. See, I'm snuffling already. Now my nose is running like some little snot-nosed four-year-old. I've already blown through an entire box of Kleenex. No, I'm sorry. That was an unnecessary... Kleenex is Kimberly Clark. I would never buy that. Because that's Koch Brothers. No, this is Puffs plus lotion. And I've shot right through it. And there will be long pregnant pauses like that throughout the program while I stop and wait for the arrival of the sneeze. So, your kind indulgence, I do here beg. Anyway, and I just feel it. And I'm not on any meds or anything. Taking some vitamins, pounding pineapple juice, drinking a lot of tomato juice. That's just me right now for this Titanic Tuesday, and I apologize, like I said, for missing Moran Monday because, this is like some sort of planetary alignment. We have the alignment of Moran Monday with Titanic Tuesday, and God, do we have some right wing stupidity to look into and to simply marvel at in absolute pure wonder. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Because every program here at the Horn begins with gratitude, and this program is no different. So we have thanks to send out to our subscribers for the 15th, the 14th, the 13th, and the 12th of March. And by the way, when you feel like I feel right now, I heartily recommend that Better Than Bouillon paste in the chicken variety with lots of black pepper and garlic. But thank you very kindly to Robert, and thank you to Nagla, and thank you to Ralps, thank you to Matt in San Francisco, thank you to Gary and Gaia up in Oregon, thank you to Gary in New York, thank you to Paul, that represents our subscribers for the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of the month, which leaves us picking up from where we were at the end of the week. The fundraising goal stands at $995. So we did manage to get down below the $1,000 mark, but we won't stay that way for long unless we can raise enough to, you know, if we can raise $300 this evening, we can keep the fundraising goal under $1,000. Going into prayer meeting Wednesday, thorn in the side Thursday, and Friday on the front porch. Okay. Let's see. Just getting all of this started, and I apologize. I'm just really, really, I just feel positively stupid. I don't mean like you know how it is when your head's all congested and everything, and I'm making these gross noises on the air. But after missing yesterday, it could be Randy Radar. It could be, if it's allergies, local honey, organic lemon juice, and hot water is the cure. Well, same for, the natural antihistamines of chicken broth, that kind of thing. The key, says Randy, is the local honey for offending flora. Not much can be done if the mold count is high. And the funny thing is, we just got over a humongous snowstorm. So that should have stopped the blooming. That's what makes me think this is some sort of rhinovirus or flu bug. And I got the counting. I'm right at the tail end of the protection that the flu vaccine provided me because this is my 6th month of the flu vaccine. Yeah, I know. We'll just try to get through and wait and see and hopefully knock some of this fundraising goal down so that I can make the people at Appalachian Power happy.
because, like I said, last month the bill was $600 or more for cheap coal-fried electricity. Oh, we got a Joe Manchin sighting for this Titanic Tuesday. That's always disappointing. Found a way to screw over another woman. He seems to have a talent for that. Sorry, I was refilling my water bottle. Oh, this is terrible. I can't do it. Ah! And there are some dandy good stories. We'll get to the we'll get to the Joe Manchin story later, as well as perhaps a story about the Postal Service as being run into the ground by Louis DeJoy, Louis de No Fun at all. But my favorite, just for some boy to get started. Oh wait, what? Oh, I was wondering if we were going to get Joey's Journal today. Yeah, Jeffrey leads us right off. Guess who's back again? Shady's back. No, Daddy, it's not Shady this time, but Tom Brady's back again. Brady's back. Tell a friend. I know Junior, who's back, just like I know LL Cool J sang that song. No, Daddy, that was not LL Cool J. That was the candy rap group, the M&M's. Oh, God, it's going to be one of those, isn't it? Well, anyway, Tom Brady's back. He announced his unretirement, making whoever the schmuck was that paid like $500,000 for his last touchdown football probably feel like a real boob. Joey says, I hope he plays until he's 50 because he's already turned back the hands of time. Oh, no, not that. Speaking of turning back the hands of time, I hope everybody remembered to turn their clocks forward and not back this Saturday night, or you will have missed the first hour of the show. You almost missed the first hour of the show with the Journal, Joey. Jeffrey has a timely thought. Speaking of the hands of time, what does a stopped clock and Republicans have in common? Absolutely nothing, considering the stopped clock is right at least twice a day, and Republicans are never right, but in name only. You're not wrong, Jeffrey. Of course, whether we're talking about the country of Georgia or the state of Georgia in recent days, Georgia has been on our minds, and this day in 1781, the seventh planet of the solar system, Uranus, was discovered by Sir William Herschel. And speaking of the state of Georgia, Uranus and people named Herschel, Herschel Walker's running for the Senate, and he's a real maggot. And according to at least one member of the judiciary, once held a gun to his wife's head. Well, he'd fit right in the Senate, wouldn't he, Joey? Giraffe. After all, there are a whole bunch of Republican senators who held a gun to the head of the entire United States for years now, and some Democrats. Yeah. And we've got some Herschel Walker news to get into. Ralphs shared that with me earlier. As many of you may know, back in the 15th century, Sir William Herschel played a prominent part in the side of the Yorkists in the War of the Roses. Yeah, so speaking of people who are running for office in Georgia, Marjorie Three-Toes Taylor Greene, that's marginal trailer queen, is running again in Georgia's 14th district and has at least five Republican challengers in the upcoming primary. So it appears Marjorie missing Two-Toes Taylor Greene will have to put down the weights at the gym and muster up a strong campaign to get all the dumbbells in the 14th district to vote for her again. Dumbbells. Yeah. Nice job, Jeffrey. Yes, Joey, since you mentioned Sir William Herschel and his participation in the War of the Roses, I can't help but mention that it appears that Marjorie Taylor Greene was in the War of the Toses, and apparently she lost at least twice. Come on, Georgia, let's make her a three-time loser and give her a toe right out of Congress in November. This is getting sickening. This is just bad.
Oh, look, there she is, Joey 2, the kangaroo. Speaking of unsightly wars, on this day back in Australia, 1942, the Japanese bombed Horn Island in the Torres Strait off Queensland. Well, thank you, Joey 2.
And speaking of wars, one good tailor, the war on black people continued this day in 2020, as this is the anniversary of Breonna Taylor's murder at the hands of the Moran police officer, malicious Moran police officers in Louisville, Kentucky. Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman, an EMT. I always think of her in that photo of her in her uniform holding that bouquet of roses. She was blown away in her apartment, sound asleep, by a bunch of plainclothes cops from Louisville on a no-knock warrant. They were narcotics detectives. No drugs were ever found. And the warrant was flawed. And a grand jury full of morons declined to bring charges against any of the officers in her death or the anus who issued the warrant. And speaking of Georgia, Joey notes, we mentioned a few weeks ago that Lucy McBath is jumping from the badly gerrymandered 6th District to the 7th Congressional District in southern Gwinnett County to challenge that district's current representative, Democrat Carolyn Bordeaux. Jeffrey, with his vote, current representative Carolyn Bordeaux is very upset with the challenge of Lucy McBath, but McBath believes Bordeaux is a corporate Democrat. It is true that the incumbent is very upset about McBath, and this has left Carolyn in a whiny mood. I guess you could call it a... oh, dear. Bordeaux wine. Rough night. Fortunately, Stacey Abrams will have no primary challengers, so she can use all of her campaign money, time, and energy to run for governor against the ultimate anus moron, Brian Kemp. And finally, oh, dear God, it's been a while since we've had a sighting of this dude. The moron of the day goes to none other than Lou Holtz, as Holtz vehemently supports Donald Trump and continues to endorse him. Holtz, just like Trump, stated that Hitler was a great leader in a speech years ago. Just recently, he supported Trump at an event where Holtz stated that Trump was a great leader who really cares about the people of this country, and I trust him completely. Holtz claimed that every decision that Trump has made wasn't to help Trump personally, but was to help the country. It is quite obvious that Holtz is just trying to gaslight people in his attempt to promote Trump for another run as president. Ironically, it appears that Holtz thinks Putin is a great leader as well, even though Holtz's grandparents came to the United States from where else? Ukraine. So this has been Joey's Journal for Moran Monday / Titanic Tuesday, the 14th and 15th days of March, with Giraffery drinking some Bordeaux wine just to all the pain. Consequently, there's a $25 Bordeaux wine challenge on the table, and if that's met, we will get our fundraising goal down to $9.45 and have a fighting chance at paying the damn power bill. So, there we are. No, like I said, this Titanic Tuesday has more in Monday overtones, and there just one place to begin. Well, look, here we go. I'll tell you what I'll do. I didn't know I was going to feel this awful. But I'm going to try to get through the hour at least. Just because there's too many good stories out there that are just going to go to waste, and I hate to have that happen, because when the goddess of irony serves up a couple of dandies like this, and you don't take advantage of them and put them to use, well, you know, there's something wrong with that. So by that, what I mean is, okay, Joe Harding. Joe Harding was the author
prime sponsor of the odious, hateful, nasty, vile, anti-education, anti-intelligence, anti-literacy, Florida Don't Say Gay Bill, which is going to become a law, and for which, you know, the CEO of Disney said, well, we're going to suspend our political donations for a no. The way you say that is you either don't pass this law, or no Republicans ever get another goddamn dime from Disney. But, oh well, that just wouldn't be cricket now, would it? Maybe Joey too will like the cricket reference. But anyway, so it became law, but all right, I've only been, I'm still just baby trans. I don't have a lot of years under my little trans belt, but I understand that we've known for years that the transes are personally responsible for hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, massive blizzards, snowstorms generally, floods, and tornadoes. But as a baby tran, I've tried to make sure and read over the Tran agenda so that I've got a working knowledge of the rules. You know, it's not the same as Robert's Rules of Order, but, you know, it's not Vietnam. There are rules. And so it was that I realized I either missed a meeting or somebody went off on their own, because over the weekend, a tornado got dropped on Joe Harding's house in or near Ocala, Florida. Again, Joe Harding, the sickening homophobic, transphobic bigot who set in motion the Don't Say Gay Bill. And, wow, a tornado. Now, it didn't kill Joe Harding. No injuries were reported. There was an F1 tornado reported near Dunalon and Ocala about 7:45 in the morning Saturday. And it blasted the shit out of his neighbors and did his home some damage. No injuries were reported. Joe Harding, get this, said, we are blessed. It could have been a lot worse. Yeah. So, it hit the Saddleworth Green apartments that have some 150 to 200 units. The damaged buildings had to be evacuated. The Starvation Army showed up for rapid response, as well as the Red Cross. You know, the Starvation Army that hates gay and trans people as much as Joe Harding does. Curiously, you know, if this had, oh, I don't know, if this had hit some LGBTQ activist's home, the good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist, homosexual, Christian Republicans would be hopping up and down like flying monkeys out of the Wizard of Oz, screaming that was God's divine retribution upon to gays and to transes. But it's just an unfortunate act. Well, Joe, you keep telling yourself that, and you keep... You keep introducing hate legislation, and see if the goddess of irony doesn't adjust her azimuth in a little bit more. And meanwhile, stop with the alfresco tornadoes, y'all.
Okay, that explains it. Matt in San Francisco says, prayer circle tornado. We had a prayer circle at the San Francisco Gay Club. Obviously, we need to get better at our GPS tornado delivery system. Damn software upgrades. I know, Matt. I hate it when they roll out the new firmware. God, these people. But it does, there's a saying out there, it gets better. And it does get better. Because Joey mentioned Herschel Walker. And you can't pay for the quality of titanic intellect that we're getting from Herschel Walker. Yeah. He was talking this day before yesterday, Sunday. He was invited to come and speechify at the Sugar Hill Church in Georgia. And the pastor there is one Chuck Allen. And for some reason, any reason, really, Herschel Walker, who once announced that he thought John Lewis was a member of the United States Senate, among other things, he decided to unburden himself of his fundamental misunderstanding of basic tenets of biology. Really?
God. Because then just some bomb blew up and it started out. And then I tell you something else I heard. And I think about this, because at one time, science said man came from apes. Did it not?
Well, no, Herschel. What the theory of evolution says is that humans evolved from a common ancestor with other primates, of which we are one. We did not come from chimpanzees. We did not come from bonobos. We did not come from howler monkeys, although you could make the argument that Tucker Carlson at least makes you wonder. But we all have a common primate ancestor. But I got a feeling that's a level of that's just a level of intellect. It's a little too elevated for Herschel. Yeah. Too many blows to the head running up and down the football field, I reckon.
Every time I read or hear that, I think to myself, you just didn't read the same Bible I did.
Well, this was interesting, though. If that is true, why are there still apes?
Yeah, that's it, smart guys, you biologists and shit. Why are there apes? I mean, how come there are apes in South America and apes in Africa? You have to believe in surf monkeys for that. I will always remember that story fondly because that was the device that we used to bring Miss Terry on and come out on this program on December 31st, 2020. Yeah, how come there's still apes? How come they're not all people? Oh, doesn't it just make your brain tired? And Chuck Allen, yeah, they wasn't reading the same Bible I was.
Think about it.
You know, now you're getting too smart for
no,
us.
No. Think about this. We have an evolution that is we've gotten so intelligent that if that is true, why are there still apes? And then the conception of a baby. Let me tell you.
Wait, I want to hear about the baby.
Just can't do that. They still trying to do it, but it can't because there had to be a God. So when God came and said, now, let me create this, and God created the earth.
Hold on. I'm just wondering for the sake of the folks there in the audience at Sugar Hill Church, does that mean they're the Sugar Hill gang? When he says, and when God came, Are we all on the same page there? About what he's talking, you know, about? Because I'm not really so terribly sure.
And Adam and Eve there and stuff. And then this what was so funny. This what makes it even better. Even in that little garden, he said, from this place, you got all the freedom. Just like you got in.
Yeah, even in that little garden. That little bitty garden, it's just a patch of land like would be in the backyard of a coal company house. You know, my great-granddaddy raised all kinds of vegetables and stuff, and he had him a smokehouse and kept a hog and a cow, and just in that little garden there, and they had everything. Do you ever wonder why a banana is shaped like it is? Because God designed it that way to make it easier for the... Oh, no. No. Can't. I know. Megan's dying. I'm sorry, Megan. I was about to say, Matt and Robin, I guess my weather petition to Thor worked. But she says, I just face-palmed myself so hard I bruised my face. Please tell me this moron isn't running for Senate. Please tell me he gets nowhere near the legislative body. He's running against Reverend Warnock, right? Please, Georgia, please send the smart man back to the Senate. Well, it's not quite that simple, Megan. Brother Bishop Steve, all-around great guy from Georgistan, sorted it out for us one evening a while back. There are several people running in the Georgia primary, the Republican primary, for a chance to challenge Reverend Warnock. And Herschel happens to be one of them. He is not the nominee yet, but it is enough to, it's enough to give you the fan tods just thinking about it, isn't it? I mean, honestly. And the thing is, he just kind of kept going.
In the United States, you got all the freedom, do whatever you want to do. But then he said, nah, don't mess with that tree over there, because you mess with that tree, you will surely die. So he had rules and regulations. Just like we got in the United States of America. We got rules and
regulations. We can't have no rules and regulations. Herschel, you hadn't read your official GOP talking points book. Them's job-killing regulations. Unless it's regulations that say that a kid can't go to school and talk about the fact that she's got two mommies or two daddies or... No, them regulations, they kill the jobs. Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
And when you break the rules, you will surely die. Same thing we got here. If you don't do what's right, you surely go to jail or you need to be punished. Like I said, I got a spanking. And I said, that's the reason why.
He got a spanking. What he's talking about is the divorce papers that the Associated Press got hold of earlier this year, in which Cindy Grossman, ex-wife to Herschel Walker, said that she was repeatedly a victim of Herschel Walker's domestic violence. And as Joey alluded to earlier, that Herschel pointed a pistol at her head and said, I'm going to blow your fucking brains out. And when she filed for divorce back 21 years ago, she cited physically abusive and extremely threatening behavior. That's all right. He's not perfect. Just forgiven. Yes. Why are there monkeys? Tell me that. Why are there? And the saddest thing of all is that it plays to people like the folks there in the pews at the Sugar Hill Gang Church. And they just gobble it right up. Yeah. Oh, and from the Department of Not Very Funny at All, over in China, according to Reuters, they're having a bit of a problem On this past Saturday, the People's Republic of China, Dateline Shanghai, reported over 1,500 new local COVID-19 infections. And that's the most since the outbreak in 2020. And they've had another outbreak since. And they're all part of what's being referred to as stealth Omicron. According to the People's Republic of China National Health Commission, they found 476 locally transmitted cases for Friday. Five people who were asymptomatic who developed symptoms later. Then there were 1,048 domestically transmitted asymptomatic infections. And that was up from 703 a day earlier. And so in China, when the government says shut shit down, they shut shit down, and there's no little pissant shitbirds running around saying, "We ain't gonna take no goddamn wearing to the mask, MAGA." Yeah. No, they canceled group events. They engaged in mass testing. They cut face to, you know, in-person classroom time. And Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan was quoted on CCTV. That's not closed circuit TV. That's, I guess, Chinese Communist TV or whatever. He told a government meeting, "In order to deal with how Omicron spreads, we need to promote a model of antigen screening and nucleic acid tests, enable the public to purchase tests by themselves, which is conducive to early detection." And people entering Beijing are now required to take nucleic acid tests, which is not nearly as interesting as the electric Kool-Aid acid test. They closed down the Canton Fair, the oldest and biggest trade fair in China. That's down in Guangzhou province. And they shut down that entire trade fair because one person found to have the coronavirus was found to have visited the trade fair. Meanwhile, in Jilin, which is a northwestern province in China, hell, they threw out the mayor. And Jilin province and the provincial capital, Changchun, is among the areas most hard hit by this most recent wave. True, or the jackacid test. Never mind the nuclear. No, we only use the jackacid test in the United States for our jack. Well, you get it. Thank you, Steve. But no, they dismissed the mayor of Jilin City and the district head in Changchun and all but essential businesses have been told to halt operations. 9 million people in Changchun have been told they cannot leave their residential homes for any non-essential reason. Same for Jilin City. But then again, they don't got no freedoms. Good God. So, it's not gone away. Meanwhile, over in the world of war, the number of refugees exiting Ukraine has topped 3 million. And I guess I'm going to make sure that I'm up and semi-coherent in the morning in order to watch the virtual address of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to a joint session of the Congress of the United States. I wonder if some Republican will stand up and yell, "You lie!" Or something equally moronic. Will anyone be surprised if, in fact, that is the case? I shan't. I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will plead again for more weapons with which to defend his country. The woman whose image became iconic, 9 months pregnant, being carried from the rubble of a bombed maternity hospital, her body laying on a makeshift stretcher on a tablecloth that was a print of a watermelon. She and her baby have died. They were murdered by Vladimir Putin. Yeah. And I guess we wait. And wait. But again, I'm hesitant to beat the drums of war. Because the idea of manufacturing consent is always in the back of my mind, and I feel like at this point in time it's been pretty well manufactured. And Nitwit Nero, in the meantime, is actually celebrating. No, really, I wish I was kidding. Is celebrating the fact that that big bad Vladdy Daddy.
Daddy Putin, that's what I call him, Daddy Putin.
That Putin has announced economic sanctions against Joe Biden. They don't really have any impact on him. Now, if there'd been economic sanctions on Donald Trump, that might have hurt. Because as one of his stupid sons once noted, all of our financing comes from Russia. So he said by one of his stupid little emails, because he doesn't have a Twitter account anymore,
Russia just sanctioned Joe Biden. While that is a terrible thing in so many ways, perhaps it will now be explained why the Biden family received $3.5 million from the very wealthy former mayor of Moscow's wife.
Moscow's wife has a mayor? Liz Harrington, honey, you're his personal spokescreep. Yeah, you're supposed to catch that kind of stuff. If you're a fan of Mark Twain at all, I think it's in the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, where there is where Twain repeatedly makes reference to the king's son of Ireland, deliberately doing what Nitwit Nero, otherwise known as Genghis Khan, thank you, Joy, it's a gift that keeps on giving, did in that, yeah.
Why the Biden family received $3.5 million from the very wealthy former mayor of Moscow's wife. During our presidential debate, moderator Chris Wallace, then of Fox, would not let me ask that question. He said it was inappropriate. Perhaps that's why Biden has been so slow on the draw with Russia.
You know, if we would just start laughing at him every time he shows up, maybe he'd eventually get the clue.
The very wealthy former mayor of Moscow's wife.
I stand here before you today as proud mayor of Moscow's wife. That is only person I am mayor of, Moscow's wife. Over there is Moscow.
So, Yeah, there's your America first.
I know, Ron. I know. Ron says, idiocracy is real. If the Republicans win the House, they will elevate marginal trailer queen, Lauren Bobblehead Boebert, Madison Cawthorn. More on Madison Cawthorn in a moment. Matt Gaetz, Jim Jacketoff Jordan, and the rest of that brain trust to positions of leadership. It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. I know. And Madison Cawthorn now says that he smuggled weapons into the Capitol. He was caught on video saying it proudly in an interview. He smuggled weapons into the Capitol in advance of the insurrection in his wheelchair. What an odious little sack of dung Madison Cawthorn is. I don't even begin to understand the mechanics of that. But the fact that he says it, why would you challenge him on it? Take him at his word. It's the damnedest thing. I hope maybe that gets a little more, investigation. Something tells me it's called for. Oh, and then, how about this? An Elon Musk sighting. Elon Musk is out there tweeting. And as I said over the weekend, you can take the racist out of apartheid era South Africa, but you can't take the apartheid era South Africa out of the racist. Because Elon Musk tweeted yesterday at 3:31 a.m., which maybe we're going to assume that's it was set for, so maybe it was 12:31 a.m. Pacific daylight. I don't know. Elon's staying up too late. Need a little more sleep, Elon. He keeps proving how awful he is. He posted a photo of an obese man sitting on an outdoor swing, and he titled it Netflix Waiting for the War to End to make a movie about a black Ukraine guy falls in love with a transgender Russian soldier. Really? Can we cancel Elon? Please. Oh, no. Right-wingers never get canceled. Netflix, waiting for the war to end to make a movie about a black Ukraine guy falls in love with a transgender Russian soldier. God, how much bigotry and bias can you pack into one fucking tweet? That thing has been retweeted, as of the time that it was screenshotted, it had been retweeted 38,100 times. It had been liked 281,000 times. It had been quoted 5,299 times. I'm guessing most of those, the 281,000 likes are 281,000 people who approve of the content of that malicious assault on, black guys, Ukrainians, a transgender person, person,
and Netflix.
Of course, I'm no great fan of Netflix. See Dave Chappelle. But the idea behind it that they'll just create a love story about something that I guess Elon Musk finds repulsive, that anybody would love someone who's trans, and that somebody who loves someone who's trans would necessarily be a black Ukrainian. I'm sure there are African descended people who live in Ukraine. I imagine it's not a very big demographic. Ron in Raleigh notes, Elon Musk is the reason I don't claim the sobriquet African American. I don't want to be looped in with that ass hat. Because, well, yeah, I guess when you get right down to it, Ron, he is. But where's the humor in a kickdown like that? People are being slaughtered in Ukraine. And I guess maybe at 3:31 a.m. the edibles were kicking in, or maybe the Molly or the M&Ms or the candy flipping or the acid or the mushrooms. And that must have just seemed like a real knee slapper to Elon Musk. Fucker. Since we've been talking about evolution, Megan says, what kind of fucking evolutionary leap would have to take place not only to utter what he said, but to think what he said was funny? Because I'm thinking Elon's just got a talent for sticking both feet in his mouth and needs to drink regular tea called Shut the Fuck Up. Here, let me pour you a hot steaming cup of Shut the Fuck Up, Elon. But there were 281,000 people who, ha, 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 I tell you what, that's funny. Especially because he used that picture of that fat guy. And that'd be so gross, watching a movie about a black guy in Ukraine falling in love with a Russian trans. Ew, yuck. Of course, there could be a big reveal late in the movie so that none of Elon's fans, or maybe Elon himself, wouldn't know she was trans until the very end and that she was just hot as fuck. Yeah. Maybe they could close the movie with Boy George singing The Crying Game. That movie's certainly taken on a whole new meaning for me since I came out. Yeah, Matt in San Francisco said, subject line, Elon, he's that guy at the party that makes awful offensive jokes and then hits on your wife. And then this, oh, this is so damning, Matt. He also probably wears too much Axe body spray. I think Axe body spray should be banned under the Geneva Conventions. It's a chemical weapon. God, I remember when Ferg was much younger, getting ready to go to, like, middle school or ninth grade. And he'd just walk out of the house to get on the bus in a cloud of that stuff. And his mother and I would be like, son, no! Well, that would add to it, wouldn't it? Stockton Larry in the chat room asking, was the black Ukraine guy left-handed? Yes, he would be sinister. It just goes on and on. And our buddy John in Central PA made me aware of that tweet via something that one of my favorite public intellectuals, Anand Giridharadas, said. So you're one of the richest and most powerful people in the world, and you choose to spend your time punching down this way during a cruel war.
Well, yeah, he does, because that's what he... And he says he's going to Mars. Please, can't he go ahead and go? Go on, take the libertarians with you. Found your little libertarian waste, the wonderland, where you'll meter the very air that people breathe. And have at it. You know, with people like Elon gone, maybe we could get Joe Manchin to go with him. The planet might have a fighting chance. Megan says, I'm with you on the banning of Axe body spray. Just leave my Uggs and Crocs alone. Yeah, I'm there. I cannot get... I'm wearing Uggs right now. I'll have some eggs. Actually, my Uggs, the ones I wear during the worst of winter, are tall. And they were actually made in Australia, not China, like eggs all. What's the brand name? But they're really nice, and they've held up very well. I'd have to have them with me in order to... But, oh well. Steve in New York says, Axe body spray. I think Old Spice is more Elon speed. Nah, at least they've got cool commercials. Leave. Hello, ladies. Yeah, I can still do the voice. But I mentioned Joe Manchin. Because Joe Manchin is just... He doesn't even have to work at it. Because he has this, misogynistic streak. Joe likes to cancel women who are nominated for positions in the Biden administration. And the latest woman to face his wrath is Sarah Bloom Raskin. No. Well, I'll tell you a little secret. Ralph says, have you bought any Birkenstocks yet? Back right before the beginning of this century, I had some, and it just didn't work out for me. Maybe I should try them again. Flavio says, Elon Musk, this from someone who, as your public intellectual Anand Giridharadas pointed out, wanted people to be nice to him because he has Asperger's. Yeah, he pled for that when he guest hosted Saturday Night Live. Yes, Malin, this program is live. It has been since about 58 minutes ago. Malin just asked if this is live in the chat room, because yesterday, in my absence, and by the way, Billable Rick brought this up. Hi, Billable. Great reprise show last night. Nice term there. Robin, to my wonderment, when I turned on the horn last night, I heard the voice of the artist formerly known as Bob on the Legacy Show of Monday, March 11th, 2013. That Bob dude just keeps popping up no matter how hard you try to press him down. The popping up problem is at least largely controlled. Anyway, the show started with a call from Mr. Stress, gone but not forgotten, Bill Miller, who talked about hippies, Kent State, and other subjects. Bill was followed by Andy in California, who is not Andy the Angry Jew, by the way, who was pissed off and tired of the moderation of Barack Obama. Finally, Mark the Marine weighed in with his usual short call to the program. Great stuff. Feel better soon, Robin. Thank you, Billable. I'm trying. I'm going to be mainlining pineapple juice as soon as this is over. Back to Joe Manchin, because I said I would knock off after the first hour of the program. And, in fact, I was bribed. And I thank you very kindly for it. Okay, I'll give you an hour, then go rest up, says our anonymous friend. I have a show on me in exchange for me going and getting in bed, so I have to knock off pretty quickly. But I can't before I do this, because I'm just so tired of the misogyny of Joe Manchin. Over the weekend, Joe said that he was, by God, going to torpedo the nomination of Sarah Bloom Raskin to the become the top banking regulator of the Federal Reserve. And since not a single Republican will support her, Joe has effectively exercised his Queen of the Senate veto on her. Of course, she is entirely competent. She is absolutely qualified for the position. But competence and qualification matter nothing where Joe Manchin is concerned if she's ever said an unkind thing about, wait for it, you don't have to wait for it, coal. And her nomination has been stuck in the Senate Banking Committee. Because butthurt Republicans were offended that she doesn't get up every morning and shower in crude oil and use coal dust for her bath for her post bath powder. Now, what it is, this job was created by the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory overhaul of 2010. And she, in the job, would be in charge of making recommendations for developing policy going forward at the Fed. And she would oversee the regulatory staff of the Fed. And they, in turn, supervise outfits like J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America and Citigroup. But hurt Republicans from places like Pennsylvania and Wyoming in the Senate. Because back in 2020, she criticized the Treasury Department and the Fed. Because when we were handing out money to people who desperately needed money in the midst of the pandemic, we gave away shit tons, and that is a complex, complicated financial term, shit tons of money to hydrocarbon companies that damned well didn't need it. And at the time, Sarah Bloom Raskin said that those economic emergency lending backstops should have been done in such a way that they did not provide money to fossil fuel companies. Well, as we all know, I hope by now, as we all know, Joe Manchin is a coal broker. He's a coal broker, and his company, run by his son Joey, not our Joey, runs an energy a coal cogeneration plant up near the West Virginia Pennsylvania border. Okay, I'm sorry about my voice. I'm not even trying. And she said, you know, basically, the last people on earth who need more public welfare are the people who are helping to destroy the ability of human beings to continue living on planet Earth. And so, in his milky little smarmy voice, Joe Manchin said, her previous public statements have failed to satisfactorily address my concerns about the critical importance of financing an all-of-the-above energy policy to meet our nation's critical energy needs. In other words, I want to keep getting that sweet, 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 sweet coal dust welfare. It just gets so wearying. This, coupled with his statement back when he got to attend the Zoom meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky, where he said, "We need to stop importing Russian coal." We don't import any Russian coal, goddammit, Joe. But he damn sure wants to see the per ton price of coal go up, which closing down Russian coal would naturally create, which makes more wealth for the Manchin family. And please to remember that ancient law of nature here in West Virginia, no Manchin ever does anything that benefits someone whose name isn't Manchin. This is a textbook example of that. And nobody can do a damn thing about it. Is he expecting another pandemic? Is he? Because this was all related to the pandemic. I know. I know. It's exhausting, isn't it? Well, thank you, Timo. I can think of West Virginians who would be better, too. I appreciate that. Maybe you weren't thinking about me, but oh well. So I guess we'll kind of knock off, and I will go and honor the request of our anonymous friend who wants me to be able to rest up and maybe feel better tomorrow. That would be nice. Thank you for putting up with me. I'm sorry I didn't feel so particularly great. Oh, wait, okay, I gotta show. This is from Christopher in Oregon. Going back to Herschel Walker. How do you explain that there are still apes, huh? Smart guy? Dr. Walker, Georgia dumbass. That alone is a cowbell. Hey, Robin, how the hell do you explain Dr. Zaius, huh? Tell me that in this big primate brain of yours, lady person, huh? Dr. Zaius? Help me, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Help me, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Oh. Thank you. And thank you for reminding me of that song parody. Now that'll be stuck in my head for the rest of the evening, and I was supposed to be resting. Listen, y'all, thanks for everything. I hope you have a wonderful evening. And, I'll be back tomorrow, even if we're only doing an hour. I'm going to keep trying to get better. What's that about pineapple juice mainlining? Can you borrow a few cups of pineapple juice from Rush? He only uses the hard part of that fruit. What's his latest health report? Well, no, I will. No, I don't want any pineapple juice. No, no. All pineapples used in hell on Rush Limbaugh are forever. It's kind of like using water to make jet fuel like Joe Manchin, or coal to make jet fuel like Joe Manchin wanted to do. It takes a lot of water, and after that, the water is not fit for any other further use whatsoever. Same with any remnant of the pineapples in hell with Rush. And the Perdition, and that's the name of the company, by the way, Perdition Pineapple Farms. They've had to buy more real estate in hell, just to accommodate Russia's own needs down there. Thank you, Darlene. Oh my God, Darlene in Connecticut writes, the Bob popping up problem is largely whatever you said. You are insufferable. LOL. Robin, there's a thing known as TMI, too much information. I'm laughing, though. I'm laughing. God, we have to. And as long as y'all keep setting the jokes up, I'm gonna keep finishing them. I mean, you know, it's like some sort of long distance Abbott and Costello, for God's sakes. Yeah, what was the one Friday night? Something to do with knobs. You know, we got to laugh to keep from crying, right? Of course, I'm crying these days, and it has nothing to do with emotions. It just has to do with the fact that, I hate this. Okay, thanks, everybody. I will. I'll take my vitamin C stock and Larry, and I was supposed to get my vitamin C today, but I think I'm going to try to rearrange my shot schedule so that I'm getting those on Thursdays. because it's kind of a waveform thing with the way the medication builds and then falls off in my system, and I wind up on Sunday just, you know, sitting there knocking out another box of puffs plus lotion when my estrogen goes down into the trough. And I would rather have that happen, I don't know, midweek than on the weekend. So I think if I do my shot on Thursday, I should feel really great on Saturday and Sunday. And then, too much information. Dave in the Blind says, Elon, the body wash for white supremacist men, the musky essence of racism. Run right out and buy your pasty-ass white guy a bottle today. I don't know. Maybe on the shelves down at the shop, down at the Emporium before long. Dave knows a money-making opportunity when he sees one. So, yeah, and drink more water, says Anatole. I'm pounding it. I am. By the way, Todd, South Carolina, Stan says, yeah, keep fucking around. We don't need you to strike out. Axe was invented by young GOPers. I would not be. I know. How does the richest man in the world have time to sit around and tweet like this? Elon Musk, I support the current thing. Nah, Elon ain't going to Mars. Bezos already told us. Mars terraforming is a fever dream. Also, for your info, Elon uses the musk scent of Axe body spray. Gross. I got my vitamin C, I got my zinc, Randy Radar, and I actually have some elderberry syrup in the refrigerator. You know, this could be a combination of allergies and a head cold. I'm afraid I'm going to sneeze my little girl brains out. Anyway, thank you all for joining in for this hybrid of Moran Monday and Titanic Tuesday. Thank you to all of our subscribers at Patreon and PayPal. Thanks to our a la carte contributors. Thank you for the Have a Show on Me. That means that we don't, we will still come tomorrow, not have a $1,000 fundraising hole. And, well, what came in this evening is going immediately to Appalachian Power to support more coal-fired electricity to heat up the planet. Sometimes I hate myself. Thanks to our all-volunteer staff. Thank you to Brother Bishop Steve from Georgia Stan. Thank you to our news ninjas. Thank you, Brother Deacon Asa, HeadOn.live. Remember, brand new fresh Malloy on the way at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. The best place to listen to the first run of Malloy is HeadOn.live. Thank you, John Fox in Australia. Thank you, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks to the hardest working, bravest people I know, the folks of Cold River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net, 20 plus years at the forefront of the struggle for human rights and environmental justice in Appalachia. Be a great time to reach out to your member of the House of Representatives. Time's a wasting on this second session of the Congress, and we badly need to get H.R. 2073, the Appalachian Communities Health Emergency Act, the AIC Act, moving. It is the best hope Appalachia has right now. Please stay safe. Mask up. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Use your hand sanitizer. Keep your social distance 15 to 20 feet, like Paul from Parts Unknown says. And if some genius comes towards you saying, well, if man, humans was descended from apes, how come they're still apes? Avoid that person like the plague, because he is. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Later, y'all.